Catamount Basketball on the Catamount Sports Network.
Welcome to the heart of Dixie, where the Catamounts will take on Samford for their final road game of the regular season as tournament time looms in the near future for both these teams, who sit in the same marking at the Southern Conference standings at 2-8. This is a big ball game for both teams, both trying to stay out of that 8 spot. Both can climb as high as perhaps the 5 or 6 seed. This game will go a long way in determining that here this afternoon. Glad to have you with us. I'm Kyle Rush, and welcome aboard here on our broadcast on the Catamount Sports Network, where Western Carolina looks to bounce back from what was a thrashing dealt by Mercer and Macon on Thursday night. The Catamounts, Coach McCormick, talked about how they were not happy with the fight and energy level of her basketball team on Thursday night. They try to bounce back and take on a feisty Samford bunch, who too suffered a tough loss on Thursday night, albeit their loss was here in the friendly confines of the Pete Hanna Center as they fell to University of North Carolina Greensboro on Thursday night. Western Carolina and Samford both looking for huge wins to propel them forward in the Southern Conference standings, and we have it all for you right here on the Catamount Sports Network. Scissor dribble, 10 on the shot clock. Harris, another open look. This time she finds the bottom, and Western Carolina takes the 4-point lead.
Drives to the 10, blocked from behind. Caroline Obusek said, "I will have none of that."
Bonner nearly poked away the inbound. Loose ball. Julia Brown tracks it down. 2-on-1. Huff and Allen. Huff fires. Connects. And Kaya Huff cuts it to a 2-point game.
This is CSN.
Western Carolina again facing an early deficit. 18-5 as Samford closed the opening quarter on a 13-0 run. Unlike the game against Mercer, turnovers have not been the problem. Although the Catamounts have turned it over 5 times, Samford does have 7 points off of them, but not nearly what we saw against Mercer. A lot of those have been dead ball turnovers as well for Western Carolina, traveling violations and so forth. The Catamounts actually have 3 more shots than the Bulldogs, 2 for 13 from the field. The difference, Samford 3 for 4 at the free throw line. The Catamounts have not been to the line. And Samford has connected on 3 triples, 6 of 10 from the field, shooting 60%. The Catamounts, meanwhile, just 2 out of 13. Not good for 15% in the opening 10 minutes. As Western Carolina trying to get Sheree Bonner going, she was 0 for 4 in that first quarter. Farrington yet to find the range. She's 0 for 3. As Western Carolina will try to get a quick start to start quarter number 2. As we'll do a 4 reset for you, Allen, Riggins, Fitzgerald for Samford, along with Charity Brown and Cassidy Williams. For Western Carolina, it's Angel Allen, Nikki Johnson, Jonte Mitchum, Tess Harris, and Sheree Bonner. So the Zaxby's stat sheet telling the story through one quarter. Catamounts looking to get a stop and then turn it around the other end. Looking to drive. Perhaps it's the Catamount defense that can get the offense going. Double comes. Work around the horn. Nice ball movement from the Bulldogs. Fitzgerald drives inside right at Harris. Shots too strong off the window as Jonte Mitchum boards the miss defensively. She'll slow it down now. Harris, transition triple. Yes, ma'am, as she delivers her second 3 ball of the afternoon. She has 6 of the Catamounts' 8, and that ended a streak of over 5 minutes without a bucket. 18-8 the score. Brown looks inside, nothing there. Gets it back, now drifts right side. Bonner meets Fitzgerald. Harris nearly poked it away. Bonner guarding Fitzgerald top of the key. Now Brown, step back, triple, too strong. Mitchum again, the rebound for Western Carolina. Minute gone by in the second quarter. Mitchum takes it to the basket, lay-in, no good. It rolled off the front iron. Had an opportunity there, did Jonte Mitchum, unable to cash in. Brown the other way for Samford. Entry pass was kicked by Angel Allen, trying to get it in to Samantha Fitzgerald, the 6-foot freshman out of Somerset, Kentucky. So the shot clock will hold at 18, and Allen will trigger into Brown. Brown top of the key, shadowed by Angel Allen. Drives right, skip pass there. Working around the horn, do the Bulldogs. Over to the left side, Katie Allen drives baseline. Bonner met her. Shot clock running out. Brown fires, can't get the shot clock buzzer beater to fall. Bonner the rebound. Johnson quickly pushing the Catamounts the other way. Bonner takes the top of the key jumper and puts it in. Couldn't finish around the cup, but Sheree Bonner finds her first bucket from about 18 feet, and it's 18-10. 8 minutes to play in quarter number two. Brown looks to lob into the corner, and they said Katie Allen was on the inline. She put it on the bounce, wanting to go down the baseline. And instead, her heel hit the out-of-bounds line on the far side. So the Catamounts again will get the ball back. A quick 5-0 spurt for Western Carolina to start quarter number two. Bonner, right wing. Waits for Harris to come to the top of the key, who gives right back to Mitchell. Bonner inside, through the contact, hits in, and the foul. Sheree Bonner turning it on to start quarter number two after being frustrated, thinking she had contact a couple times in quarter one. This time she said, contact or not, I'm putting it in anyway. Perhaps the 18-footer got her going. And just like that, Brittany Stevens and Lydia McGee come racing into the ballgame for Mike Morris and Sanford. Bonner can cut the lead down to five with a free throw here. It is up and got the roll. It's good. Bonner now with five for Western Carolina. Harris with six, the two leading scorers, as they have 11 of the Catamounts 13. Stevens, left wing, over to Fitzgerald. They go around the horn, whip it around the perimeter. Williams, top of the key. Williams goes back door. Mitchum guards it well. Dribble handoff comes. Allen, top of the key. Back, Williams. Inside the three-point arc, puts it in. Sanford's first bucket of the quarter comes 2 minutes 50 seconds in at the 7-10 mark. 20-13, the Bulldogs lead. Johnson, they hedge the screen there. Tried to find Bonner. It was tipped away. As they hedge, and Hannah Nichols will check back into the ballgame. That's something the Catamounts struggled with against Mercer, was when Mercer hedged on the on-ball screen. As the pass was deflected out of bounds, 18 on the shot clock. Angel Allen will trigger the inbound. Catamounts trailing by seven. Allen fires to Nikki Johnson. Allen gets it back in the corner. Nearly lost the handle. Now bounces baseline right by Stevens. Layup high off the window is good. A nice drive by Angel Allen as she drove the school bus right by Brittany Stevens that time. Over 3 minutes gone by in the second quarter. 20-15. McGee out near side. It's Williams. Stevens around the horn it goes. Baseline drive, Nichols off the glass is good. Hanger in the air from 5 feet. Catamounts try to push the tempo. They were met defensively by Sanford, who did a nice job getting back. Lead stretched back to seven. Mitchum goes to the corner, waits for Nikki Johnson. One there, finds Harris, a deep triple. Not this time. She's 2 of 3 to start the ball game. 6 minutes to play in a 22-15 ball game in the first half. Mitchum got the steal. She jumped the passing lane. She takes it right away from Katie Allen. Now she drives it. Stevens, foul, nearly got the hoop and the harm. Instead, she'll go to the line for a pair. Jonte Mitchum, an impressive jump of the passing lane. And you don't have to ask Wofford about how good she is at that. She did it at a critical moment to help the Catamounts seal the game against the Terriers. She does it here in the early going as a junior out of Columbia, South Carolina, Ridgeview High School product. And she's at the line to shoot a pair for Western Carolina. First is perfect. Farrington will check back into the ballgame. She was 0-for-3 in the opening quarter. She'll take the place of Tess Harris. 22-16, 5:45 to go. The Bulldogs leading the Catamounts here in the second quarter. Mitchum's second free throw is good, and the lead back to five. Mike Morris looking on as he calls the play to his point guard, a veteran in Brittany Stevens, the senior out of Norcross, Georgia, brings it across the timeline. Sees the hole, penetrates, kicks back, Blevins, baseline drive, around the horn, Nichols a corner three, not this time, long rebound. Mistiming her jump was Farrington, Blevins gets the offensive board. Sanford sets for 30 fresh seconds. Nichols tried to drive and kick. Bonner defended it well. Stevens goes back door. She's rewarded with a layup. A beautiful pass. And now Angel Allen will bring it the other way. Hands off Farrington. Farrington dances to the basket. Trying to throw it off the glass. No. Long rebound tipped away. And then McGee's able to reel it in as she does so with both arms. And a 24-17 game. Under 5 to go in the second quarter. Nichols whips to the corner, an open three from Williams. No, that one was too strong. Allen for Western Carolina boards the miss. She goes down the left side. Back to Sheree Bonner, top of the key. Met there defensively this time. And Al Mitchum will drive, dish back to Farrington. Under 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Farrington dances left wing. Pick and roll, Bonner, Allen, top of the key. She'll try the triple. No. Missed it off the left side. Could have been a big bucket there. Would have gotten it within four. 4:05 to go here in the second quarter. Stevens. Pass fake right and then throws left. Nichols off the dribble handoff. Firing a three is good. That's what Nichols does so well. And now Western Carolina finds himself trailing by 10 again after a big three from Nichols. Mitchum has it at the top of the circle, gives to Angel Allen. Nichols has 5 points in 10 minutes for the Bulldogs. Allen drives to the free throw line, swings him back to the right wing. Five on the shot clock. Jonte Mitchum goes at Nichols. Offensive foul. They said Nichols got there in time. And that will be the turnover for Western Carolina and lead us to a timeout. Catamounts got that 13-point deficit down to 5. It's stretched back out to 10 with 3:26 to go until halftime on the Catamount Sports Network. You're listening to Catamount Basketball.
Coach McCormick gets set to join us courtside as her Catamounts come away with a 73-64 win. And Coach, I know all the time you talk about playing as a team and coming together as a unit. This is pretty much as good of a team win as you can find up and down the board. Your players contributed.
Absolutely. It was a good team win, and it was such a balanced win. That's the way we've got to do it, okay? That's the way who we are. That's the way we got to do it. We got to be able to move the ball and depend on everyone to do their job, and I challenge them to do your job and not play outside of yourself, but give us what you're supposed to give us. And they did that tonight, and I'm so proud of them for it.
You look up and down the stat sheet. Sheree Bonner, a double-double. Emily Hatfield, a career high, including a couple triples. What did you see leading up to this game in your post players to signify they might have a huge night?
Well, they've been working hard, and they, you know, Coach Cantley's their position coach, and in position work, they're always wanting to shoot threes and short jumpers and everything else, and they'll be down there hooping and hollering about how they're shooters. So it came to be tonight. Now, I told them they need to stop saying shooters and say scorers, and maybe that helped them out.
Well, they certainly were both here tonight. You look at High Point, they try to climb their way back in. What does it say about this team? High Point made their run late in that fourth quarter, trying to get back within arm's length, if you will. They cut it down to 6 points with 2 minutes or so to go. Then your team responded, a mini run of their own, which eventually was enough to put away. What does that say about your team going forward?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, I give High Point all the credit in the world. They came in here and they executed their offense, and they were very disciplined. And they put us in a heck of a situation as far as trying to figure out a way to guard them and keep them from getting layups at the basket. And then they started hitting some threes that stretched us out a little bit and made it even more difficult. But the fact that our kids just kept pounding and kept talking, we had our focus today was to communicate on defense because we knew they were going to be running a bunch of that stuff and we're going to have to do a lot of switching, and in any miscues we'd have, that they would be able to take advantage of it. But the fact that they locked in late in the second and took care of that and forced some misses, you know, some shots that I've watched High Point make on film time and time again. They forced them into making them at a pace and an intensity that they weren't used to making them at. So I'm really proud of my team for being able to do that.
Well, your team certainly came through today. Lauren LaPlante, another one, a freshman in the starting lineup. You said at Florida State, you felt like her shot was starting to come around and we could be in for something special. Well, all she did tonight was knock in three from downtown. What does that give you, knowing especially down the road when Tess Harris is able to come back, you have both Harris and LaPlante now who can stretch a defense out with a long ball?
I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see Tess back on the floor and healthy and able to contribute it for us here as well, shooting the long ball. And then if Emily keeps shooting it like she's shooting it, then I'll be a happy camper for sure.
you look overall now a few days off, and you said pregame that you wanted to focus on tonight before looking ahead to the mini Christmas break, if you will. Now a couple days off with a Christmas break before you have a big task and a foe from the SEC and the Georgia Bulldogs coming the 28th. Mm-hmm. What is the message to your team between now and then on the 28th?
Well, what I told them in the locker room is to have a Merry Christmas. It's really just, it's been a long pre-conference, and you know we got a couple more before we get in the conference, but they deserve to enjoy their break, to get some love from mom, to get some good cooking, and I just want them to really, I really do want them to just enjoy their break, to have a safe trip home. That was the message in the locker room, and maybe if you can get in the gym and shoot a couple free throws, since we shoot those very well tonight, which we're a good free throw shooting team, but it didn't seem so tonight. So maybe if you can do that. So, just not to come back, you know, totally laxed and not have done anything. And I think they're smart enough, you know, veterans are talking to the young ones and letting them know that that's not a really good idea when you come back and have to go hard and go into a foe like SEC Georgia.
And then conference season awaits on the corner. I'm sure they got some love from Coach Mack in the locker room after coming away with a good win. And Coach, when you look overall, what impressed you the most tonight?
Their teamwork and their fight. Midway through the fourth period, just like you said, High Point made a run there, and the fact that they were in the huddles and they were on the bench and they were talking to each other and they were communicating on what they needed to do and how they needed to stay calm and how they needed to stay disciplined. They said those words that I've been harping to them for the last 2.5-3 weeks, you know, to be high energy and to stay disciplined and to communicate, and they were saying those words, and that to me was the biggest thing. You know, when you don't have to coach that much of that stuff and you can do more of the X's and O's and they take care of the rest, then you're sure to get to the wins.
Well, Coach Mack, congratulations on the big win. We'll see you on the other side of the Christmas break at Georgia.
Thanks, Kyle, and Merry Christmas to all the Catamount Nation out there. Come out and see the guys tomorrow. It'll be a fun one, I'm sure.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good to have you, and Merry Christmas to you too.
All right, Merry Christmas. Go Cats!
That was Coach McCormick after her team comes away with a 9-point win, 73-64, the final, as Western Carolina is victorious over the High Point Panthers here tonight in what was a competitive back-and-forth game. We'll take one more break, step aside, wrap everything up on the other side on the Catamount Sports Network.